That's the way it keeps hot on the stove. I just leave it on the stove, and everybody just feels free to do as they want to.
Yeah. Okay, you say nobody was standing up because they had all, what, down?
We're all seated.
Where they had all?
Sat down.
Okay. And you say, I asked him to sit down, and he went ahead and, what, down?
Yeah, sat down.
Okay. Say, if there was a bowl of potatoes on the table, and you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed to them, you tell the person, just go ahead and
get or ask if you can't reach it, whatever you want.
Yeah, or if it's close to you, just go ahead and...
Yeah, help yourself.
Okay, so you say, so he went ahead and...
Helped his plate.
Okay, and you say, then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already, what, himself?
Uh-huh.
Since he had already...
Served himself.
Or since he'd already hit, using the word help, since
yes,
he'd already...
Yes, helped himself.
Okay. Suppose someone offers you some food and you decide not to eat it. You tell them, well, no thank you, I don't.
Uh-huh. It was delicious, but I've eaten enough of something else and I
can't
eat it all.
Okay, if someone offers you some potatoes and you say, no thank you, I don't. What?
I don't believe I can eat any now.
Okay. If food's been cooked and served a second time, like you have the same thing Monday that you had Sunday, you would say that you were having...
It's warmed over. That is warmed over.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew. What?
Okay. What do you call peas and beets and carrots and so
vegetables.
Forth?
Vegetables.
Okay. Do you have a different name depending on whether you grow them yourself or whether you buy them?
They're homegrown or I bought them or just like that.
Okay. And where would you grow them?
In my garden.
Okay. And this is a southern food that you have in the morning pretty much, have for breakfast. It's made out of ground up corn and it's boiled.
It's fried corn.
Okay. No, I'm not thinking of fried corn. Thinking of grit.
Grits, uh-huh.
Do you have those
around here? Well, I don't much, but now they have that a lot here in the hospital.
Yeah.
We like the cereal. I like Rice Krispies and banana.
Yeah.
We like that better than anything.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that's made from whole grains of corn. And you leach the outside cover off the grain.
You scrape it. You cut
it. You know, you remember, maybe you remember taking ashes and making some lye?
Yes.
And then using that to get the, using that with corn,
yes,
the lye?
Yes.
And then you'd be making what?
But we've done that. I forget what you call it, but.
Think of hum.
Oh, it was, that stuff was gotten from the hopper.
Yeah.
The hopper made, and that was the water that was poured in that came down in a thing and you caught it. That was to make soap out of.
Yeah, but also you could make, you ever heard hominy?
Oh, yes. My mother made that. That was good. She'd cook it in that and then she'd...
Cook it in that lye?
Yes, and then she'd put it in other clear water and boil that out and then it was seasoned and fixed.
Yeah.
I've eaten a carload of that.
Okay. Okay, and this is a starch that is white and you'd boil it. It's made from the inside of a grain and to grow it you have to have, you grow it down in South Carolina or Louisiana. It takes a lot of water to grow these. But people in China and Japan eat a lot of this. You know what I mean?
What is that?